AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hi, ladies. Welcome to Perspectives with Sherry. This is a place that is geared toward women in midlife, a safe space where we dive deep in the topics that impact us most in this glorious season of life. And today, I have a very special treat for you ladies. We are going to hear from none other than Lady V. And I'm going to get into her bio to let you know a little bit about her, and then we're going to hear from her directly. First off, Lady V, welcome to Perspectives with Sherry.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, darling.
Absolutely. So, ladies, Tavana Elliott, also known as Lady V, is an evangelist, a spiritual release coach, author and author consultant, and CEO of Elliott Knight Professionals, or EMP. After overcoming lupus and personal struggles, she turned her journey into a mission of empowerment. Lady V is the visionary behind the Awaken the Rebel Within program, helping individuals break free from limiting beliefs, rebuild confidence, and reclaim their purpose. In 2016, she co-founded EMP with her late partner, Jazz, focusing on helping people share their stories. After Jazz's passing in 2019, Lady V expanded EMP into a platform for creativity and transformation. She also founded the Too Gone, Too Long Judgment-Free Network, a global platform promoting love, understanding, and empowerment. As an evangelist, with much prayer, much power, she spreads God's gospel truth, inspiring others to live a life of freedom and purpose. Let's welcome Lady V again to Perspectives with Sherry. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes. Hey, Queen.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes, ma'am. So excited to have you on the channel. Now, I have read your official bio, but I want you, in your own words, to talk to the ladies a little bit about yourself, your background, and how we have gotten here to be talking today.
Right on. Thank you again. So I'm Lady V. I am actually your favorite spiritual release coach, which means that I am the one who actually digs deep. I go down to the bottom of the barrel where all the sticky stuff is that we don't like to touch. So that's who I am. And I like to pull it up out of there, because one thing I know is that we can't heal until we break. And so that's what I do. I actually give individuals, especially women, the tools to heal properly. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times we're not healed properly. Mm-hmm. And so I'm actually an author as well, an author consultant. So I help new authors, veteran authors, you know, unpublished authors. Like, I help you get your story out and be able to tell it without being feeling like you're being screwed over. Because there's a lot of people out there that's just looking for a dollar. And so they're not looking to help you really tell your story. They're not helping you to act. They're not teaching you the business. Well, what I do is I actually teach you everything. I teach you the business. I teach you how to market it. I teach you how to write it. I teach you these things because I want you to be the best version of you. So what I like to do, and of course I'm a lupus advocate as well, so you know I do have lupus. I found out that I had lupus in 2010. That's when I was diagnosed, and oh my gosh, I thought my whole life was over. You couldn't tell me that I wasn't dead. I was dead right there on the spot.
Oh no.
And so, you know, and a lot of times we kind of overreact with some things, but I learned how to deal with it on a daily basis. I learned how to embrace it, but how to slow it down. because okay. a lot of times individuals don't know that we actually can reverse it, but it's by the, what we do and how we do it. And so I try to teach individuals that suffers with lupus how mm-hmm. to actually be able to maintain and cope without feeling like there's no hope.
Okay.
You know, beautiful. So, yeah, so that's what I do. I'm all about empowering people all across the God's globe, because this is God's land. And so I want to be able to share the goodness mm-hmm. that everything don't have to be so sad, that we can, you know, God tells us in his basic instructions, we can have peace right here on earth.
Absolutely.
How do you get that though?
Well, and that's what we're going to dive into, ladies.
Exactly. That's where I come in.
That's right. I love it. I love it. I wanted to ask you, what inspired you to create the Awaken the Rebel Within program? And what do you hope that the participants will gain from it?
Well, I want them to gain themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's about you. Right. A lot of times we go through and we help so many other people. We live for so many other people, but we forget about the main person. That's us.
That's right.
We forget about us all the time because we're so busy, busy, busy. Everybody's pulling us. Everybody needs this. We got to be superwomen. And, you know, and so for me, I tell us to take off the cape.
Okay.
It's okay, I like it. To take off the cape. You don't have to keep it on. Some of us going to bed in it. Some of us, you know what I'm saying? We don't wash it. We don't have time to wash the cape because we all, every soon we get, feel like we about to wash it, here comes something else and we got to put it back on. To the rescue we go.
So true.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, we have to know that it's okay for us to not be okay. And it's okay for us to breathe and take a break. And just say no sometimes.
Oh, that's a powerful word. Yes, yeah, that's a powerful word. It is.
We don't even know that it's so powerful, but it is. And if we start using it, we can start actually healing ourselves internally mm-hmm. and externally.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And so that's really, you know, what it's about. And so for Awaken, so what made me decide? So that's what I want women to get out of the program, is them, the mm-hmm. better version of mm-hmm. them, the greatest version of them. I teach women how to roar in their greatness. And so Awaken the Rebel, I actually started the program because I was broken. I was hurt. I was lost. I was confused. I was really on a suicide mission.
Okay.
And I come from a background where of abuse. Mm-hmm. I come from a background where what happens in this house stays in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, well, why Lady V, why now? Well, because I got tired of sitting in my own trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm sitting in my own trauma, there's other people that's sitting in their old trauma.
Yeah.
And it's time to shatter the silence. I don't want to break it anymore, because every time I see break the silence, break it. Well, we can break it all day long, but all we doing is we break it, we piece it back together, and it might not be as perfect as it was, but we'll piece it back together mm-hmm. and we'll keep on going through life. Well, for mm-hmm. me, I don't want to break the silence. I want to shatter the silence.
Love that.
I'm shattering the silence, because at the end of the day, when you shatter something, you just got to throw it away, baby. It ain't coming back.
Putting it back together, right?
It ain't, you can't put it back together. You can't mm-mm. fix it. You can't do anything. You just need to throw it away and let it go. And that's how I am in our lives. That's what we have to do, because again, I was molested at 8. By 10, I was running away, trying to run away from the monsters that was haunting me inside my own house.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, by the age of 15, I was a madam. By the age of 21, I was a high-priced call girl.
Wow.
So I was looking for somebody to save me, because mm-hmm. I didn't know how to save myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking for somebody to save me, and I was running and running and running, trying to find that person. Well, tell you what, I never found that person.
Right.
until I found that person. And that person is me.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about that. A lot of times, trauma and the things that we've been through, we're looking for the answers of healing in others. How did you discover that all along that answer was within inside of yourself?
Oh, it took me a long time. Mm-hmm. And it took me the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand, you know, because I come from my grandmother was also an evangelist. And she also was, you know, so we grew up in the church, which was great. But I love this scripture because in the Bible, it tells us that train up a child in the way they should go. And even if they stray away, that they'll come back.
Yes.
Because you taught them, you gave them those instructions. You gave them basic instructions and they might not have understood it, which we didn't. I know I didn't. But I heard all of it. I heard what I need to do, how I need to do it. Don't do this. Don't do that. Put it right here. Do it like this. I heard all these things. But it never marinated in my spirit of what it was and what it meant. Because the street had me. The trauma inside my own house had me. So I couldn't focus on that. I was trying so hard to stay alive.
Yeah.
Because I tried to commit suicide so many times. I went on, when my grandmother passed, I went on a suicide mission. I didn't care about nothing in the world. I just was like, I don't care. Because she was the only person in this world who actually loved me. For me. She didn't want nothing from me. She just wanted me to be the best version of me. I didn't know how to do that. Because I was so lost.
Yeah.
But her prayers. See, we don't understand that sometimes the prayers that our grandparents pray for us, our parents pray for us, they go all throughout your life.
Yes.
It's like collecting. And so I'm glad that she was praying for me because it brought me out, but I had to be ready to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we're not ready. We say we're ready, but we're not ready.
Right.
And so when I got ready, I knew that it was time for me to get off that hamster wheel of life, that hamster wheel of blaming everybody else, the hamster wheel of saying that I'm not enough because I was told that I wasn't worth it. I was told that I'm not enough. I was told that I would never amount to anything. I was told that I'm not these things. You know what I'm saying? It was always something negative. Oh, you're going to have a bunch of babies. You're going to have this. You're going to have that. Ain't nobody going to marry you. Ain't nobody going to this. And ain't nobody going to that. And for me, I was so caught up in all the limited beliefs that I was like, I'm going to show y'all.
Okay.
I'm going to show you. See, that's who I am. And I've been like this all my life. I'm going to show you.
Okay.
Me, you know what I'm saying? So
I do.
I don't have any kids because they told me I was going to have a bunch of them with a bunch of baby daddies.
Okay.
So I was going to prove them wrong.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any children, none, but I got 143 of them. And they still keep growing.
Because
everywhere I go, I gain new kids. I don't know where they come from. I just gain new kids. You know what I'm saying? So
For
each nurturing. And every one of them, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, they said I wasn't going to get married, but I did. Not that I got married to the right person, because I didn't.
But you got married.
But I did it to prove a point.
Right. Right.
But what I learned in that is that I proved a point to myself. That first of all, I could be a good wife.
Mm-hmm.
I knew how to be a good wife. But that I learned how to love me in the mix of it. I learned how to be patient. I learned how to understand what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's we had to learn that. So I learned that through my marriage.
I hear you saying, and I think it's important. Like I stated, this channel is geared towards women in midlife. And I think what's so beautiful about this point in life, I've always said that, you know, there is a blessing in getting older and getting wiser. And I know, not only for myself, but for a lot of women, they've said that there seems to be some sort of a light bulb that comes on after 40. I'm actually over, I'm 51, to be transparent. And there is something so wonderful about this season of life, looking back to your younger self and things that you used to stress over, or, you know, all of the things that this world told us that we had to be, you know, all the things that were put upon us that says, you know, in order to be successful, you have to have this title, that title, mom, wife, you know, you've got to go to school. You've got to be, you know, successful in this and this, this, this. It looked like, and that was a lot of times given to us, not from ourselves, from what other people told us. Right. And so I love the fact, yes, I love how you focus on making sure that your clients or your kids, your children, you know, those that are in your program understand how to piece down and find out from within, you know, because we are only going to be truly happy when we find our purpose. And it is not about what someone else told you you had to be. So I love what you stand for. And I love listening because you've been through a lot. You've been through a lot. And it takes a special person to not stay there and stay in the victim, you know, mentality, but to grow forth. And then not only do that, take your story and then try to help others and bring those others along with you. So I commend you, Lady V. I really do.
Thank you, my queen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I wanted to talk to you also because there's also a lot of women that have shared your diagnosis, women and men, but women, since this is what our focus is, that have also found themselves diagnosed with lupus. I wanted to ask you, how did your experience overcoming lupus shape your approach to personal empowerment and coaching?
Let me tell you something. Like I said in the beginning, I thought I was dead. I thought I was dead and gone, baby. And because, but I learned one thing, that even through that, I had to, God kept saying, I needed you to slow down. So I had to do something to slow you down, because you was on the one way ticket out of here anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You'll get our attention.
For me.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to embrace it. I was mad. I was, you know, and I say that because I woke up one morning. Let me tell y'all this story. I woke up one morning. Now, for all my life, I've had the most prettiest skin ever. Like, absolutely flawless.
It's still popping.
Baby, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Okay.
I just knew. I was like, oh my gosh, baby, let me tell you something. I woke up the next morning. I went to bed with beautiful skin. I woke up in the morning and I started screaming bloody murder because I had no idea who I was. I was like, what is going on? Like, I had these black marks on my face and oh my gosh, they just popped up, and right around my chin area, it goes into a butterfly when I'm flaring.
Okay.
And so, it comes out real bold, and I was like, oh, I'm so ugly. Like, you go from this to this, and you just like, and I just was like, nobody is going to want me. Nobody is going to love me. Nobody is going to take this person. Like, what? Like, God, why are you punishing me? Because that's what I thought I was being punished. Mm-hmm. And I learned that I wasn't being punished. He needed to slow me down.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to slow me down. And not only did he need to slow me down from a life that I was living, but he needed me to see my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to kill somebody out here because the doctors don't know. They have no idea. They out here playing with people's lives and stuff, especially that has lupus. They out here playing with us. I've almost died on the table 2-3 times behind in the hospital in different states.
Wow.
So that's how I know that they're going to kill somebody out here. I'm pretty sure they're going to kill hundreds of us.
Mm.
That suffer with this disease because they don't know.
Mm.
But it's like cancer. It's in stages. It goes in stages. So you have to know which stage that you are in. And so it started with my skin and my body. I didn't understand. I hurt all the time. It was just all this stuff going on with me. And I did just just couldn't grasp it. And once I started learning and researching for myself, see, we have to remember that in God's basic instructions, he tells us to show yourself approved. That means you got That's to true. Research it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stop waiting for somebody to tell you something.
Right.
Stop waiting for people to, oh yeah, this is this and this and this. They'll tell you anything, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Research it for yourself. I research everything, honey. I don't let people just tell me anything. I mean, I don't care if it's my bishop. You better know whatever he said. I went to the basic instructions and got it for myself. And you,
okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. We have to stop doing that, because if we don't, people going to kill us.
Yeah.
Because we are depending on them, because they have these doctors, these titles. And we have to know that just because they have a title don't mean that they living in their title. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so some people just out for it for the money. They're just doing it for the money. They're not doing it for the love of it.
Right.
And that's the difference. And so you have to know the difference between those who love what they're doing and those who's just doing it for a buck.
Yeah.
And people will tell you anything, even for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you anything. And we have to stop doing that. And so when I start researching, I was just like, okay, this is what I need to do. So I learned that it's about what I eat.
Okay.
I learned that, guess what? It's about all the stress that I carry. Let me say that a little bit louder for the people in the back.
Okay.
People in the back will think that, oh, I'm okay. I can get through my life, but I'm hurting. I'm this, I'm that, and this, and that. Stress will kill you.
Yes. Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Stress is the number one killer that actually marinates and actually stores up and builds up in our body to allow everything that you are going through. It don't matter what disease you have. It will flare it.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body is stressed. Learn how to bring it down. Breathe.
Yeah.
Take a moment. Meditate. Yeah. We have to learn how to do these things. We have to learn how to research things again, because people will kill us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to be the voice for people that couldn't voice, for people that was afraid to speak up, for those who was like, well, it's okay. No, it's not okay. It is not okay. And it is okay to not be okay.
That's right.
And so I had to be that voice. And that's how I coach. I am a real life coach. I'm not a counselor. Like, I'm gonna listen to you.
Right.
But I'm gonna coach you through it. We don't have pity parties. Like, because that's how we sit in our trauma.
Mm-hmm.
We will start playing the blame game.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to get out the blame game and out the way. And I didn't want to blame I didn't want to blame nobody else, and I didn't want to blame myself. But I had to come to the point where, okay, this is what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta stop stressing. I gotta learn how to eat properly. I gotta know what to put in my body. I gotta know that, guess what? I can heal my own body.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just said, whoa, what you mean, Lady V? How can I heal my own body? I'm going to tell you, there's power in prayer.
There is.
There's power in prayer. He tells us that we can heal ourselves because we have the power to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And we can move a mountain. What makes you think you can't heal yourself?
Yeah. I am sitting here before you because of prayer. So I subscribe to that. Amen. Okay. Yes.
There's power in it. We have to know that there is power in prayer. And so I started to pray over me. I started to anoint myself. But I want to say this. Stop praying if you don't believe the prayer that you pray.
That part.
Because if you praying and you don't believe, it just really fell on deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't land nowhere. Because you don't believe in the prayer that you pray. Mm-hmm. You just understand some words, but you don't believe none of it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to know that I can heal myself. So I started praying over myself. That's why people look at me like, nah, Lady V, you can't possibly have lupus. Yes, I do. I just don't suffer in my lupus. I tell people that, yes, lupus has me, but I ain't got no lupus.
Right. Right.
Seriously. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not supposed to play with that. Like, it cannot control who I am, what I'm going to do, and how I'm going to do it, how I'm going to live my daily life, because it can. It can put you down to the point where you can't. There's days I can't get out of my bed.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I embrace those days because those are the days that I know God said rest.
Take a rest. That's right. That's rest. Right. Rest.
And a lot of times we don't rest.
Yeah.
Because again, we gotta be super moms and super
those moms capes on. And,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got those capes on. Take them off. Yeah. And when God tells me to take it out, baby, sometimes, like today, I don't even know where the cape is, baby. I'm just
okay.
Right now. I don't even know where the cape is, honey. I took it and swung it and threw it somewhere.
I don't know.
I'll catch it Monday or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
Listen, I feel that on, yes, on all levels. Okay.
Okay. Take it out. It is okay.
Yeah. It is. Okay. So Lady V, can you share without, I guess, giving away too much? I know you have probably client and professional, where you can't give too much, but just a little bit of a powerful success story from someone that's gone through your program, maybe testimony of somebody that you've helped that you can share.
I'm going to share what I have, what the ladies are doing right now.
Okay.
You know, I do have men as well that also take my program. Okay. But I'm going to share what the ladies are doing right now with the queen. I like to call them queens. As you know,
I call
my queens, queens.
Okay.
Because I want you to know that you are a queen. I want you to walk in it. And right. So that's why I do it. Because we don't do it enough. Because we're too busy. Come girl and bees and this and that. Girl.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying?
I call my women queens because I want you to walk in your queendom. I want you to always know that you are a queen no matter what it may look like.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you may look like,
mm-hmm.
you are a queen. And so the queens in this course, I've noticed the difference from the beginning to right now.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm because I'm revamping it. And so I have these queens in there right now, just making sure that every little piece that I'm going to add, and it's going to help. It's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing that right now. And baby, let me tell you something. It's been 5 weeks since they started.
Okay.
And in these 5 weeks, I've already seen them grow so tremendously.
That's amazing. From
going from, I'm tired. I don't want to do this. I don't think I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Kids is getting on my nerves. I'm so sick of what people is wanting and doing and needing from me. Right. I am tired. Like, and every woman out there is like, oh, I feel that. Oh, I heard that one.
Yeah.
That's you. That's us.
Yeah.
We share the same thing, but what I've seen their marriages become stronger.
Beautiful.
Because I've realized that not only are they taking it, but they got their husbands taking it.
That's awesome.
See, at first, because the husband's like, oh, I don't know, let me see. You know, let me think about it. And once they see their wives and they see what's going on and they hear it, because they hear it in the background, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's this about?
I found out that they're doing the homework too.
That is, yeah, that's all right.
They're doing the homework too, because they now know that, well, wait a minute, this might help me too.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I need that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're doing this with their wives. And so I've seen them become stronger in their marriages. I've seen, which that's a beautiful thing, because marriage is beautiful. It's beautiful. Yes. We have to learn how to be able to walk in our greatness and walk in our marriage with our heads held high and not feel like there's no hope for our marriage anymore. You know? And so they become stronger together as a unit. They're starting to become, if they wasn't equally yoked, they're becoming equally yoked now.
I love that.
They're becoming equally yoked now. I've had women that is single, but they've stepped out so much that they actually are literally just jumped in the dating pool,
jumped in the,
doing this,
getting back out there.
Like, Oh yeah, baby, they out here. I said, oh, they gonna be so mad at Lady V because there's gonna be a whole lot of women around the world just roaring in their graves. Okay. They gonna be like, what's going on? What are they doing over here? What's all this roaring? Because we are roaring in our greatness because now we have the opportunity to breathe. We have the opportunity to meditate. We have the opportunity to know that, guess what? We are worthy. We are enough. We don't need any validation to tell us that we are worthy because, hey, God already told us who we were. He already showed us that we are more than enough, that we are worthy, that we are loved unconditionally. Absolutely. And that's how you have to be. They are learning. They are starting to unlearn the bad.
Okay.
To relearn the good.
I love that. I love that. Love that. Okay. All right. Beautiful. I wanted to talk to you also because, you know, we talked about a little bit about your Awaken the Rebel Within program. And I also wanted to talk to you about after the passing of your partner, Jazz, how'd you find the strength to continue the mission of the Elliott Knight Professionals?
It was hard.
I'm sure.
It was hard. I call myself being strong because I look at death so much different than most. And I never gave myself a chance to grieve. And when I broke, I broke. And I didn't sit there though. I didn't stay in it. In the mix of me breaking after almost losing our business. And when I say losing our business, I almost lost it to somebody who was trying to steal it. And I realized that, wow, it must be real powerful for you to want to steal somebody's whole business.
Right.
You know? And so I just was like, okay, Jazz, all the stuff that we're doing is too much for me. I'm like, I have to start cutting things down. I have to start finding my purpose. I have to start figuring out which way I want to go. So I started eliminating.
Okay.
Tearing things down. That's why I'm in my rebranding stage right now. I've been rebranding all of 2024. So in 2025, baby, we just shake what they say. We shucking and jiving, baby. Okay. We all do something else, honey. Because we've been rebranding this year. So that's what I've been doing. And so I just was like, you know what, Jazz? Because I made her a promise. I told her that I would take care of her family. Well, I can't do that on a Social Security income.
Right.
You know, there's just no way. Right. You know, I can do that. And so she said, I just heard her voice and said, well, what you gonna do? You gonna sit there? You gonna get up? Like, I'm here. Like, I know that you feel like I'm not, but I'm here. I'm walking with you.
Yeah.
I'm still here with you.
Yeah.
And so when I looked at some stuff and I started to gather all the things, even in death, my baby rocking with me.
Okay.
She done, even in death.
Okay.
Baby, she done helped me save this business in death.
Okay.
You know, she done helped me say, get regain my own strength to say, you know what? I got this. Even in death. She left me so much that I didn't have to start over. And I was like, oh gosh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. I couldn't do nothing but praise him because I would have had to start over literally, but she loved me so much that she didn't leave me high and dry.
Right.
And then she taught me so much.
Yeah.
That the things that I wouldn't have been able to do, she taught me how to do before she left this earth. She made sure that I knew how to do what she did.
That's beautiful.
Because what happened was we started to train each other because she had the musicians. She was doing the graphics. She was doing all these different things. She did the book covers. She was doing these things. While I was pulling in the authors, I'm editing and you know, ghostwriting and I'm doing all this stuff. So she took care of all the stuff I couldn't take care of because that stuff take up a lot of time. And so she was doing that. But she taught me. She was like, honey, I need you to learn this.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, teach me. And I sat down, and some things were cool and some things I was like, oh, I ain't never heard of this. I was like, man, look. This is why you do this. Like, you know,
right?
But I did. I was just like, but I got this. And I learned, and I heard what she said, and I took these, and I took everything that she gave me, and I used. And I use it today to be a better version of me, because I want her to know that I will live up to my promise one way or the other, and I will mm-hmm. continue to take care of your babies. Because I know that they were important to her, and they important to me because they were important to her.
Yeah.
So yeah. Them was my babies too. And so I have to take care of them because I told her that I would. And then of course we signed the contract, but I told her that I would.
Okay. Okay. There's that part, but yes, yes.
Yes. Y'all make sure y'all sign contracts around here. Don't be just jumping into business, you know, and even though we trusted each other, we still signed the contract.
Still got to take care of the business. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's business. Yeah. It ain't personal.
That's right. That's right. I'm definitely a believer in that.
Y'all don't lose y'all business. I just feel it in my spirit. Somebody's suffering from that right now about losing their business, and do a contract. Everybody that I do business with go on contracts, baby. I just can't do it. I especially when you already almost lost it. Once you went, you don't get dumb and just do it again.
You learn, right? That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. I love that. Now, for someone that's struggling with self-doubt or limiting beliefs, what would be your first step to help them start their journey of transformation?
Release.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
You gotta release. Awaken the Rebel is actually Awaken the Rebel, Release, Rebuild, Rebrand Your Voice.
Okay.
And so I teach you how to get your voice, how to, again, roar in your greatness, meaning that you have to release the unlimited beliefs. You have to release the old narratives and the old baggage. You got to get rid of that. You got to overcome the obstacles that is literally standing in your way and know that it's okay to overcome. You have to awaken the rebel within, because there's a little girl inside of you right now who is just waiting to bust out and say, hey, what? I am here, and I am here to stay.
Yes, yes.
But you have to know, she's waiting on you. You ain't waiting on her.
Right.
She waiting on you to let her go, release her. Stop feeling like you can't awaken the rebel within you because you're so worried about society. You're so worried about what people say because you're so busy trying to please people. I don't please people. I only please God, period.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to do that. So you have to learn how to do that. And then once you can do that, baby, you can rise to the occasion. Mm-hmm. And what they say, show up and show out in you. You are roaring in your greatness. Yes. You now know that guess what? It's you. Y-O-U.
It's you. Powerful. Very powerful. All right, Lady V, I'm just going to talk to you now just a little bit on what advice that you have for someone that's looking to share their story through writing or other creative outlets.
Be authentically you.
Okay.
Stop worrying about, oh, well, they said I had to write it like this. Oh, they said I had to write like this. First of all, if we was writing the same way, we're notebooks.
Right. I love that.
Stop following the crowd. Lady V is in her own world, baby. I don't know what's going on over here on the sideline, baby. Because I stay in my own lane.
Okay.
You know, like, stay in your lane. Like, if I'm worried about what everybody else told me, like, for instance, I actually had somebody that they were looking for writers. They were looking for editors. And I edit in first person, which means that when I edit, your story is going to read just like a movie.
Okay.
Well, somebody had the audacity to tell me, oh, you don't write like that. That ain't, movies is supposed to be like that, not books. You don't change people's story. You don't do this and you don't do that. And you ain't supposed to do it like this. This is how you supposed to do it. I said, oh, whoa. I know that that's right. See, I don't get offended. I know that's right. That's my thing now. I know that's right. Uh-huh. Because you have the right to believe what you want to believe.
That's right. That's right.
And who am I to tell you that you ain't right?
That part.
But what I ain't going to do is I ain't going to let you put your beliefs on me.
Okay.
And tell me that this is how I got to do it. Baby, I don't have to work for you. I work for myself right now. So I want to help you. Because you said you were looking for editors. And then somebody actually called me and said, hey, you need to go over there because they thought of me enough that they thought that I was good enough for your brand. But apparently you didn't. But guess what? It's okay because, baby, I'm still writing. I'm still editing. I'm still doing me. It ain't stopped.
Right.
And guess what? They still looking for editors right now. So you see how this works?
I love that. Okay. So my last question before I want to talk to you about what you have going, your projects, and how we can find you on social media. What are your goals for the future of ENP and the Too Gone, Too Long, Judgment Free Network? So I know you've been talking about rebranding and all of that. What is that? What are your goals for 2025? What do you want to bring to the masses with your organizations?
Oh, with 2025, babe, we just to show up and show out. We are roaring in our greatness. That is what we're doing in 2025. So in 2025, I actually am doing an anthology right now. And I'm taking 36 women to do this anthology. And no, it's going to be 3 books, 12 authors in each book. See, because I'm good at what I do. Okay. So I can do that. I can afford to do it like that in the way I want to do it. Because I'm always stepping outside the box.
I have
an anthology right now that I'm taking 36 women. And I'm getting ready to actually close it here in a minute because women been coming out the woodworks like I am a warrior. And they are. You are a warrior. And I want every woman out here to know that you can definitely get in it, even if you're not a published author or whatever. You still have time to get in it.
Okay. Because
at the end of the day, you are great. You are a warrior woman, period. And sometimes we just have to share our stories. And so I have the anthology going on for 2025. And of course, every woman that signs up, that says they want to do it, even if spaces run out, don't worry about it because we're going to run it again. We're going to run it again as well. And so you don't have to worry about it. Everybody that didn't get opportunity to do the first one, you will get an opportunity. Okay. Every woman that signs up that says, yes, I want to, will get an opportunity to do
that. Perfect. Okay.
And no woman will be left out. We're just not going to do that. And to tell your story. And then I have my course, The Awaken the Rebel Within, release, rebuild, rebrand your voice, will actually be starting in February as well. And so we're signing up. I'm signing people up for that right now to get in where you fit in. But you got to be ready to take this course because this course ain't for the week. This course ain't, you got to work. There's work. There's assignments. It comes with a workbook. Like you have to work, you know, at doing what you're doing. But if you see this broadcast today, you, of course, you got to watch it all the way to the end.
That's right.
To this right now. But if you get on my calendar and you decide to go ahead and sign up for the course, you will get 15% off because you are watching this particular show. So you have to say rebel. Okay. That's the only way because I'm not putting this on my pages. Okay. I'm not doing anything. There's only the shows that I have actually done from November to the end of December. Those are the ones that's going to literally, you know, you had to watch those. You had to watch these interviews to get the code word, which is rebel.
I'll say it again. All right, ladies. Rebel. So y'all heard that, right?
Rebel. Okay. If you say rebel, you'll get 15% off the course. And that's what I'm going into the new year to start you. And then I have a revival retreat for the ministry that we're actually doing in June. Nice. And so we're excited about that, about just being able to spread God's word and come and join together and love on one another because life is too short and honey, we need love, more love in the world.
Absolutely.
Okay? So we're doing that in June. And then the big conference for the anthology, because every anthology that we do will come with a conference automatically. Okay. So, and it will be live and it'll also be virtual. So you're guaranteed to be a speaker, period.
Okay.
So I'm teaching you how to be a speaker. I don't want people to be, oh my gosh, I don't think I can do that. I am going to teach you the ins and the outs. I'm going to teach you how to be great. I'm going to teach you how to roar in your greatness and how to command the stage, command your presence and just roar in your greatness and just let people just love you, you know? So don't be afraid, queens. Don't be afraid to come out and just shine and be in your greatness. And so the conference for the anthology will actually be in December, the 13th and 14th. And then the virtual conference will actually be in January of 2026. So I got my year packed and full.
You do.
I do, ready to go. And I'm super duper excited about meeting so many beautiful queens from all around the globe, because they're coming out the woodwork, honey. And I'm loving it, because I believe that every woman is a warrior woman.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And well, that's
our story.
Okay. Well, that, I think that's amazing. Y'all, she has dropped some amazing tips and some wonderful jewels that we can use in our life. She's got a packed calendar, but look, she said it now, 15% off if you mention the word rebel, because you watched her here today on Perspectives with Sherry. So take advantage, ladies. I am just in awe of you. Thank you so much, Lady V, for sharing your story with us and all that you have going on. And again, I just want to say, in a world where we don't do enough reaching back and pulling people up with us, you're doing the work. God's going to bless all that you have going on. So I just want to say, thank, yes, receive it, because it's real. So thank you so much again for being here with us and imparting your wisdom. And any final words that you want to say before we wrap up this episode?
I just want to tell all my beautiful, beautiful queens out there right now that you are worthy. You are more than enough. And you don't let anybody dim down your light.
Love it.
Because guess what? God loves you, and Lady V do too. So thank you.
I love all right. Thank you so much. All right, ladies. I know, just like myself, you have learned a lot, and this has helped empower you and inspire you. So take a page out of Lady V's book. Get out there. Do the work. It starts with you. Thank you again. And y'all have a very blessed day. All right, guys. Thank you.